Welcome to Grace Break Radio, where your host, Tracy Worley, that's me, brings a bit of grace, mercy, and courage to your day. Join us today for an infusion of God-inspired thoughts, questions, and laughter along the way. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Grace Break, and this is Tracy Worley, and I'm excited, as always on Monday, to bring our guest, Benjamin Hampton. Grace Break is all about refining energy, movement, and thought. And today, Ben sharing with us his new project, Hope Dealer. And the bio is on Ben's website and also on Grace Break. Your story is phenomenal, and I'm just going to touch on some of the parts here. A 23-day stint in a psychiatric ward and a subsequent diagnosis of bipolar disorder in your late teens caused bondage, confusion, and hopelessness with no direction for his life and future. And then through this whole journey, you're a completely different 360 and bringing in new protocols of people that you're partnering with. And the story is phenomenal. You're a certified coach. You have some other wonderful, great things going on. I've had the blessed pleasure of meeting your wife personally, and your family is a true delight to watch. So, Ben, congratulations on the new journey of Hope Dealer, and welcome to Grace.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here, so honored to be able to share this time with you today, and I'm looking forward to kind of breaking this thing down and hopefully giving some folks on the call today, on the show today, some hope themselves.
That's awesome. And I want to tell, and I say viewers because as people are streaming live or they pull the podcast, there's pictures that go through scroll, and one picture is of you and I after we just got done working our core with Chet Scott.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, your wife and I were next to each other, and I think that's where we bonded. And then you and I somehow, we just ended up in this picture together. And here we are on this journey several months later of different projects we're working on. And the Hope Dealer is one of them. And I had done a blog post in December, and you immediately called me up. You're like, where'd this come from? Just like, well, you know, I go all around town buying up hope, so there isn't any for anybody else.
Yes.
I'm just kidding about that. But so let's move into Hope Dealer, and you refer to it as a sphere, body, soul, and spirit. So let's dig into do you want to start with spirit or soul piece?
Just maybe a general overview. This whole thought came to me during a time of introspective looking and going through some major challenges for myself as far as trying to figure out, okay, I know what my life has been made up of thus far. What does it mean? Where do I go from here? And these are questions that were on my heart for many, many years. And just recently, I've been able to be connected with people who specialize in helping individuals with those kinds of questions and thoughts. And it started an unearthing process, if you will, of a lot of different things that God had already placed inside of me to be and to do, but I had no clarity around it. So this is one of the projects that has come out of that clarity. And the thought behind it is that essentially all of us are made up of three spheres. We're made up of a body, we're made up of a soul, and we're made up of a spirit. And all three interact with one another on one level or another. And depending on which sphere is either functioning well or not functioning well, other spheres are affected. And myself personally, I recognized what a difference these mentors had made in my life. And essentially they were reaching me on the soul level. And as the soul level was touched, and as I was beginning to experience some growth and some help in the soul part of me, things in the spiritual realm definitely began to take off in ways that had not happened before. And I was given basically a vision of trying to assist other people in that same process of speaking into their soul. And one of the things that has been with me for many, many years is the idea of hope, but I had not necessarily, I guess, boiled it down to that essence until shortly before this thought came to my mind of being a hope dealer. And some of this work has come forward in other people's lives, like yourself, Tracy, and other people in the JMT have mentioned the idea of being a hope dealer. And that was actually prior to me. I found out about this after I'd already got started, as in our conversation in December. So that's kind of a basic backstory to it.
And I just want our listeners to know what JMT is, and that's the John Maxwell team, where Ben and I are certified trainer, speaker, and coaching through that program.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about hope and where, through this process, that word kept coming up and boiling up for you. What does hope mean for you?
It means many things to me. From a spiritual perspective, I am a Christian, and I do have a relationship with the one who is the ultimate source of hope in my belief. And I know many people could possibly differ in their views of God and their views spiritual relationship, but for me personally, that is the ultimate source of hope. And touching on my story, as a young man, I had basically started down a path of life. Everything looked very promising, and then all of a sudden, everything was yanked out from underneath me, as it were. And I had nowhere to turn, nowhere to necessarily go to. And what I was being told is that the very essence of who I was sick, if you will. The very core of my being, my mental state, was broken. And I was told that I would be passing these problems on to my children. And I'm looking, as a young man, as, you know, potentially getting married soon, Lord willing, and I'm thinking to myself, what woman would want to have someone broken like myself, that being told every 5 to 6 years I would be rehospitalized? What kind of life could be formed out of that type of chaos? Who would want to be along for that ride? And so essentially, quite early on in life, where hope should be at an all-time high, my hope was at an all-time low. And I went through many years of being hopeless, if you will. So the absence of hope was much more prevalent in my life for a long time than the presence of hope. But I still had my belief in God, and I still knew there was a plan and a purpose, but it just took a lot longer for some of those plans and purposes to be revealed to me than I would have liked. I thought surely within a few weeks, within a few days, within a few months, those things would be taken care of. But here we are roughly 15 years later, and looking back, I see the fingerprints of God all over the situation, but in the midst of it, all that I could really feel and see was the immediacy of what was taking place, and it was not a fun time, to say the least.
It's amazing working with highly motivated people who are working and very aware of the plan and purpose, and it's work to figure that
yes.
out as well, for that revelation to come about. And I know that, you know, you have a lot more to your story. I know when I share my journey and my life story, the fingerprint in God is all over it. And I just, by only the strength of Him and the Spirit, did I move through that? I know I didn't do it on my own, so I'm really grateful about that. So in this 15-year journey to create and see this vision of the sphere of the body, soul, and spirit, what are some tools that you use to start digging into that being revealed?
Early on, the internet was not real prevalent as far as a source of reliable information, and it still isn't necessarily a source of reliable information. However, there's much more good out there than there once was. So my journey into the body side of things started when I was being told I was broken, and here was the solution, which was a constant medicated state. I tried their way for close to 2 years, and I was in the middle of college at the time, and literally sleeping through 80% of my classes because I was so drugged up on the stuff they were telling me I needed to be on. And so I just had to basically stop what they were giving me because I just couldn't live my life that way any longer, and just began looking deeper into the nutritional side of what makes the body work and what things possibly may be deficient for me at the time, which was going to exacerbate the symptoms and the problems that I was having, and just really kind of started working backwards through the process and trying to assess what symptoms I had and address the symptoms and hopefully at some point in time get to the root cause. That's kind of where it started for me.
And on this body side, as you went through in the medication, you were able to, you're living your life without medication. Is that correct?
Yes. I've not had any meds of any kind for a long time. And I don't encourage people necessarily to jump off their meds if they're in a similar situation like myself.
Oh, absolutely.
Simply because there may be some legitimate reasons different than mine why they're having those issues. There was unfortunately no other alternatives given to me other than what the doctors had told me, so I had to kind of go out and search for them on my own.
Right. Any of our listeners, if you are under a physician's care, definitely do research and do what's best for you under that care as well. But going through Ben's journey and what he was going through, this is one of those beautiful things when we really key in on the body and what's going on there. So then when we go through the soul and the spirit side and all of this pulling together, what does that look like in this community that you're building?
Well, as I stated earlier, all of these things are interlinked and intertwined with one another, and you can't separate them. One of the confusing parts for me early on was because I knew this was affecting every aspect of my life, my physical being was affected. My spiritual being was definitely affected. My outlook on life, the soul part of me, was definitely affected. The important thing, I guess, in this whole journey is different people may be affected in different spheres. And the message of the Hope Dealer primarily would be, no matter what side of life you may be experiencing difficulty in, there is hope. There is a journey that each and every one of us is on currently, and there is definitely pain in life. However, there is purpose in our pain. So whether it's a physical pain that you're experiencing, whether it's a spiritual pain that you're experiencing, whether it's a pain in the soul that you're experiencing, you know, who you view yourself to be as a person. Many people in this day and time have been convinced that they're worthless, that they have no value, and I am totally opposed to that idea. I believe God has created each and every one of us uniquely. He has a special purpose and unique plan for each and every one of us, and in order for us to embrace that, we would need, obviously, to believe that He has that in place as well, and to begin the sorting process through what it is that we need to discover about ourselves and our situations and then move forward. But in order to move forward, we have to have the hope that there's a reason to move forward. We have to have the driving and motivating force inside of us somewhere that, yes, there is a reason for this pain. I am going to discover it. I'll stick to it as long as I need to. In my case, it was roughly 15 years. And then just in the last 2 years, some amazing things have been happening, prayers being answered that literally were prayed 15 years ago. And I was just in a waiting stage, a waiting phase. And sometimes you get to be very, very hopeless in those times. I think of the movie Castaway as probably the thing that I resonate with the most in when it comes to a film experience, where this man had all of his life in front of him. Everything was moving along at a rapid clip, and all of a sudden an unexpected cataclysmic event occurs that changed the entire course of his life. And he tried to make solutions early on. He tried to get off the island, got battered and torn on the reef trying to leave, decided he couldn't leave. As anyone that's watched the movie knows, he considered suicide, tried to plan his suicide, then discovered he couldn't even plan his own suicide the way he wanted to. And then, of all things, a sail comes into the island. And all of a sudden, that hope that he had inside of him, thought it was totally dead, was rekindled. And he began to plan, and he began to work towards getting free from that island and getting back to the woman he loved, who was always there with him, the little watch that he had in her picture. And you see that picture continually throughout the movie, that was his hope to get back to it. And he said later on in the film, even though that I've lost her, I'm so glad that she was with me there on that island. And she was kind of the impetus of the hope, in addition to the package that he had the whole time. And at the end of the very end of the film, he takes that package back to the intended destination as the FedEx guy, and the writer leaves the audience to decide what has taken place. But Tom Hanks, in his character, said, basically, as a kind of paraphrasing here, I realized that I just needed to keep breathing. I got to the point where I decided not to die. I just needed to keep breathing, and you just never know what the tide may bring in. So in this situation, even though I've lost Kelly all over again, I'm just going to keep breathing. I'm going to keep plodding forward because I don't know what the tide will bring in, and life can take a sudden turn for the good or for the bad. But regardless of what it is, I know there's more to come. So that's just a quick aside into that.
I love that. There's always more to come, and yes, that's the hope that we can see out of that pain, because there's always purpose. It's just hard to see any purpose when we're right in the middle of it, for sure.
Absolutely, and everything looks hopeless.
As you work with individuals, where does this fit into business success as we go through the sphere of mind, or not mind, but body, spirit, and soul?
Well, what I am working towards, and we talked briefly on this idea, is to coach people on all three spheres. This is just the first of three that's starting. I will be hopefully in the very near future being able to take folks that have a recognized a need and be able to kind of help them dial in where the need would exist, if it's mainly in the spirit, if it's mainly in the soul, if it's mainly in the body, and begin to help them sort through addressing each of those things in a systematic way. So from a business perspective, let's talk about sales performance. I've been in the sales field for many years now. The majority of sales success is directly linked to our views of ourselves and our views of our client. So that would definitely exist in the soul realm of a person. So if somebody's struggling in their sales, then we would need to help them address what aspect of their viewpoint is kind of sabotaging the situation and help
mm-hmm.
them deal with it from that perspective. Give them direction, give them guidance, give them some soul food, if you will, to be able to build up that part of them, give themselves the necessary nutrients and food, and be able to strengthen that area and experience growth and success in an arena where there was lack of growth and no success.
I love it. And then as working with entrepreneurs in the executive level, what have you seen or do you see all three of these catapulting their business into the success
sure.
that they desire?
Yeah, boy, I know I keep saying this, but all these things are so interwoven. In America,
yeah.
we have created a society of people that are really living through desperation many times. And because of that, everyone is kind of sucked into this vortex of busy, 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 go, go, go. Food is not eaten at normal times many times for most of us throughout the day. We're making poor food choices. When we do eat, we're not sleeping as well as we ought to. We're not taking the time to exercise as we need to. And so many times people are looking around and they're trying to move towards goals for the sake of having a life, but their life is so consumed with the process of pursuing that they are missing all the life they could be having along the way. So
mm-hmm.
from an executive, person's perspective, if they're saying, man, I'm just, kind of burning the candle at both ends here, well, there needs to be some time injected into their schedule that allows them to have their own oxygen, have their own growth time, their own breathing space, if you will. And a lot of people don't even know what that looks like. So some systems need to be, help. A lot of people just need help putting systems in place that will allow them to sort of begin to slow their life down and be able to take more time for themselves, exercise a bit, have a regular schedule to eat. What foods should I eat? And that would be the things that I'll be addressing with folks on the body side of things, which is a new project that's not yet out, but it's definitely working in that direction.
And that's why it's so exciting to have you on today, because, the success that's being put in front of you right now to help others, and that's what I mean by success, is where you are and the ability to help others where you've been creating this process. We look at 15 years of I've been waiting for answers, but that was 15 years of education and
yes.
pain and process to refine who you are to be able to bring to the table what the rest of us need, quite honestly, to bring that holistic approach. And we're talking about recently about business owners or people who are leaders, whether it's at home or their community or at the office. The holistic approach, too, is I know some of your training, there's the rubber meets the road. So whether it's boundaries, if it's leadership, all three pieces, you're really, really at a holistic approach, able to
Absolutely.
coach these people to where they need to be. And,
sure.
and that's what I love about the program that you're putting together. I wanted to read a quote. This is out of Timothy Keller's Walking with God Through Pain and Suffering. God made me vulnerable enough to touch people's hearts, but resilient enough to testify about his provision.
Mm.
And I pull that out because to me that is what Hope Dealer is about. Where does that quote mm-hmm. resonate with you?
Well, God definitely knows how he has built us. He promises in his word that he will not ever give us anything more than we can bear. And looking back, as I told you earlier in the call, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God was with me the whole time. Many people can probably remember the first time they read the poem Footprints, the idea of looking mm-hmm. back during difficult times in life and only seeing one set of footprints in the sand, and God looks at the person in the poem and says, those are the times that I carried you. And I knew that God had a plan and purpose in it, but in my particular situation, God was silent on what was going on. And I asked him many times, okay, you know, why is this happening? What is your plan and purpose in this? I don't have to know the whole thing. Just tell me, am I thinking about this the right way? Is there any shred of something you can tell me? And the other end of the line was just entirely dead. And when it came to other areas of my life, he did speak and he did give guidance and direction. But as far as the area that I felt I needed the most, I'm a young man getting ready to go off to school. What do I go to school for? When I'm in school, because it is basically forged on forward, not having any answers. And my parents, it was a very difficult time for the whole family. My parents saw me drying up inside. The person that they knew prior to that experience was not the same. And they said, look, we're in a small town area here. This is not anything that's going to help you continue to grow. There's nothing that's going to challenge you here. You just need to leave. You need to go somewhere, start something. You can't just sit here and dry up like a piece of fruit in the sun here. You got to get moving. So I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. Like, well, just get moving with something. So that's why I got in college, and I'm still questioning God and asking him, what should I be doing and what major should I pursue? All these big questions just had no answers. So God knew when he built me that I would be able to withstand these these times of waiting, even though I didn't know that I could. And so to me, when I hear that line, vulnerable. Can you read that one more time? Vulnerable to be wounded or something?
Now that you ask me that, I've closed the book.
What I heard you say is basically vulnerable enough to be wounded or to go through a situation, but then resilient enough to help others on the other side of it.
Yeah, so here it is. I found it. God made me vulnerable enough to touch people's hearts, but resilient enough to testify about his provision. And I pull that because, you know, until we can touch people's hearts, they're not going to go to where they need to go.
Yes.
And the tools that you're bringing mm-hmm. here, you know, it's just straight up touch their heart first before we can ask what they do. And I believe that that's from one of our mentor and friend, John Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
Touch their hearts first, and then you can lead. Touch their hearts first.
Yes.
Then they'll be open to change. And it is that patient wait. And everybody
yeah.
is patient in their own right. And I would ask you to share with our audience of how you were patient, but everyone is different. But it's the awareness of it's okay to wait. And one of our great friends, Dexter Godfrey, I love how he stated, rejection is God's protection. And I carry that with me ever since I heard him say
sure.
that, because that helps with that patient wait as well. Ben, we're out of time, and as always, it goes by so fast. And if
yes.
you want to know more about Ben and your Hope Dealer, Ben's coaching programs, or invite Ben to speak at your organization, go to www.yourhopedealer.com, and that's Y-O-U-R, hopedealer.com. Or as always, go to gracebreak.com, and we'll have all the links set up there. Ben, thank you again for sharing your wisdom and bringing us into your heart today.
Thank you so much, Tracy. Appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
All right. Until next time, look up and out, my friends. This is Tracy Worley.